الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? والحمد لله بارك الله فيكم. جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. We are going to get started with ayah number 6. We've completed our study of ayah 1 to 5. One quick note that I did not mention to you last time that I do want to make a note of right now is we did the i'rab of ayah number 5 pretty extensively. Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. The one part that we did not do as much was this ayah. We have translated it, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. This is again this ayah again has ism mawsool and sila. الَّذِينَ is the ism mawsool, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ is the sila. Then وَمَا مَا is ism mawsool and أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ is its sila as well. Okay, so this is how this ayah is. The meaning of it is that those who believe in what was revealed to you and in what was revealed before you. Meaning, they believe in what was sent to you, O Prophet ﷺ, and then what was revealed before you. The thing, overall picture of the ayah, which is I think a bit more important for us today, is to discuss how Allah describes the man'ut, na'at, and connectors throughout ayah 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay? Excuse me, ayah 2, 3, and 4. If you were to look at the following passage again, ayah number 2, right? All right. So here is the passage. Al-Muttaqeen, Allah says this book is guidance lil-Muttaqeen. Okay, so Muttaqeen for us will be the Man'ut. Okay, what is the Na'at? The Na'at is Al-Ladina. That is in the next ayah. Okay, Al-Ladina. Who are these believers or who are these people who are righteous? Al-Ladina. And Al-Ladina has a Sila. So the Sila of Al-Ladina, along with the sentences that are connected to the Sila. So the Na'at would be Al-Ladina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. Connected to it, yuqimuna salah. Connected to it, mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. That's Na'at number one. Okay? Okay? Then you have connector. Wow. In ayah number 4, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. This wow is a connector, harf of atf, right? And then the ma'tuf, which is connected to, is this part, الَّذِينَ. This الَّذِينَ is connected to the الَّذِينَ before. So it is the extension are connected to this na'at. These are people who believe in al-ghayb, establish the prayer, and give from what we spend from what we've given them. And they are the ones also who believe in what was sent to you and what was sent before you. So all of these are in essence describing who the muttaqeen are. Okay, when we are being technical, we would say the na'at is al-ladina, and then this is ma'atuf to the jumla here. This is ma'atuf to the jumla here. Yuminuna bil ghayb. And this is ma'atuf. Wal-ladhina and its entire sila is ma'atuf to this al-ladhina. You see? Al-ladhina of ayah 3 is connected to al-ladhina of ayah 4. And no, more precisely, this al-ladhina of ayah 4 connects back to the al-ladhina of ayah 3. Okay? So it's like this. Okay, if you want to describe it in a maybe like a list format. Okay, al-muttaqin. Who are they? Al-ladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. You with me? Maybe I should do it on the this. Yu'minuna bil-ghayb, right? This is who they are. Then, yuqimuna as-salah. Correct? Then, mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Then, they are yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik. Okay? They are also bil-akhiratihum yuqinoon. These are the descriptions of the people of taqwa. Okay? This alladhina is your na'at for muttaqin. The rest are all silas. You with me, people? That is what I'm trying to show you overall, the picture of the ayah. The overall, like say, bird's eye view of what the ayah is trying to tell us. This is what the muttaqin are like. This is what Allah describes of them. Is that okay, inshallah? Do you get this part? And there's different techniques used. One technique that's used is ism mawsul and it's sila. And then this sila joins this sila. And this sila joins this sila. And then you have... Sorry, I skipped this part. Excuse me. This alladhina connected to this guy. If I wanted to indent it, don't get confused too much by it. It could look like this. It could look like this. These two are connected to this sila. And then this whole thing is connected to this ism mawsul. And this bil akhiratihim yuqinoon is connected also to the alladhina. The point is, any which way you describe it, this is what Allah wants us to know that makes a believer. That's the important part. I don't want you to lose track of that as we are getting into the specifics of the Arabic grammar. Okay, inshallah? The thing to note here is unzila. This was the word in this ayah, ayah number 4. This is the last thing I'm point out to you here. Unzila is anzala is he sent down. That's active voice. Passive voice is unzila. He was sent down. This is more of it will come in the Ajrumiya study, inshallah ta'ala. But something for you to note, make a note of. He was sent down, revealed. That is something that exists in Arabic as a passive voice. And the passive voice, what's interesting about it is that the word looks exactly the same, except the tashkil changes. And then the change of tashkil we will describe when we study this in Ajrumiya, inshallah. Okay, so that is ayah number 125. And now we're going to move on to ayah number 6. Okay, ayah number 6 is what we have today. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. All right, inna, what does inna mean, people? Inna means what? Inna is our good friend. That means indeed. All right. Alladhina. Those who. Kafaru. Kafaru. Kafaru, O people. What is happening? Come on. They disbelieve. Ahsantum. They disbelieve. Sawa'un. Sawa'un. Sawa'un is a difficult word. If you look at the translation here, sawa'un, it says it makes no difference to them whether you warn them or not. If you were to look it up in Quran.com, ayah number 2/6, you will see, sawa'un is, it is same.
Sawa'un. Sawa'un.
You with me, people? So let's put it is same, or we'll put same. How's that? Same. Alayhim. Okay. Alayhim. What does alayhim mean? Alayhim. Alayhim. Sorry. On them. Upon them, right? All right. How many Hamzas are here? There are two Hamzas. Two Hamzas with a Ha. Ha would be the person, Hamza. two Hamzas. Okay. The first Hamza is a word by itself. Okay. The first Hamza is a word by itself, which means is or whether. Okay? It's a way to ask a question or do / whether. Okay, it's a hard for asking question. I'll explain what this is in a little bit. Okay, don't worry. This is one of the things we'll add as our note. Okay. So in this app, it joins it all together, but in reality, a is a word, and then andartahum is a word. Andartahum, the word, if you can tell me what it means. It's from the word na-dha-ra, nadir, a warner. Okay? Andartahum. Please translate it. And I'd like you to send the translation to me as a private chat. I'll wait for a few moments for people to send that over, inshallah. Andartahum, the translation of Andartahum. Okay. Please take a moment to get that. Ahsanti Sister Madia, Ahsanti Sister Saliha. Sister Hanima, try again. To warn. Andartahum. Ahsanti Sister Maryam. Well done, Brother Danish. Ahsant. Barakallahu feek. Very nice. He warned them? No. They warned them? No. Andartahum. You warned them. You warned them. You with the people? You warned them. Oh, the ta. Indeed, Sister Halima. All right. Andartahum. Sometimes I wonder if someone just heard me, if someone randomly just logged in at this moment as I'm yelling, what would they think of, like me or the class? What is happening here? means or. Okay. All right. Do you remember lam, the harf, lam? Lam was for negation. Excellent. Ahsant. But lam, let me remind you all. Right here. The harf of jazm for harf of jazm for what type of fi'l? present tense فعل. أحسنتم. لم did not. And if you notice, it's highlighted in yellow. Do you remember why it was highlighted in yellow? So it makes it مجزوم. That's fine. But what other reason was it? Remember? Most common, okay, possibly. How about the tense? Not yet, did not. The tense of these two was in the past tense, yes. These two harf change the tense of the present tense to the past tense. Very interesting creatures. do you remember that? We spoke about this quite a few times, but whenever we would do the conjugation, I've tried to remind you of that. But it's okay if you don't remember right now. Right now, we will try to remember. So, lam would mean did not. Lam would mean did not. Is the fi'il tunzirhum majzoom? Is it majzoom? Tunzirhum. How do you know? Sukoon on R3. Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Right here, right? Tunzirhum. Sukoon on R3 tells us it is majzoom. That's how we figure out stuff that is majzoom, right? Look at that. Present tense, fi'il for. This is the marfu'. This is the mansub. This is the majzoom. Lam tunzir. R3 has a sukoon. All right, very nice. Okay, lam tunzirhum. Now please translate tunzirhum. 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 Ah, ahsanti. So now you warned them is a correct translation, but I would try to remind you with lam. So how about we put it like this? You warned them, which is fine, but then I'm going to put i.e. what? You did not warn them. How about that? Does that make sense? Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. This is important, right? Again, this is how the language is. This is the language Allah revealed the Quran in. These are the little intricate details. Right now, they're extremely strange and probably frustrating. But inshallah, with enough study, this becomes second nature. Like you don't even think about it. And this is how any language is. Once you have enough exposure to it, its idiosyncrasies become like natural to you. Same thing in English, right? Like, I mean, somebody who's not a native English speaker, when they would hear English or read English, it seems this a bunch of strange stuff. But that is how languages are. With Arabic, since it's an ancient language and a very advanced ancient language, and it has multiple dialects, not modern day like dialects, but ancient dialects, all of these add to the layers of complexity. And we have to deal with what is in the Quran, and that's what we're trying to do. Okay, so don't lose hope if there's like a little detail that you forgot. Okay. Okay, people. Alright, alhamdulillah. Inshallah. La. Negation. Ahsant. So negation would be what? Not, right? Yes or no? Not yu'minun. I.e., they will not believe. People, you with me? They will not believe. Now, I'm saying this in they will not. Because it's the context actually informs that. And what is that context? I'll explain inshallah. And so la doesn't always. La is just negation. Not they believe. Okay? But the context will inform us that this actually is actually what? Talking about people who are what they're going to do in the future. Okay? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Indeed, those who disbelieved. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Let me split the screen here a little bit. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Same upon them, i.e. it is same on them. You notice how this is a jumla ismiya now, right? It is same on them. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ It is same on them. Meaning it's the same on them, it's the same to them. I'm just trying to keep the on for the sake of the translation, right? Or for the sake of the harf jar. Are you guys with me? When I say same on them, i.e. same to them in reality. Yes or no? It doesn't make a difference, right? It's alhamdulillah, the meaning is understood. But I'm keeping the word on for the sake of alayhim, that's why, okay? Equivalent it is, alhamdulillah. Whether you warn them or you don't warn them, right? أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ Whether you warn them or you don't warn them, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They won't believe. The reason why this becomes they won't believe, not they don't believe, is because they don't believe is maybe like here actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually telling us about this group of people, what is going to happen to them. They will not believe. The ones who are described in this ayah, they will not believe. And the reason for that is in ayah number 7. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ بِشَاوَىٰ God has sealed their hearts and their ears. And over their eyes, there is a covering. And they will have a terrible punishment. You see? So the reason why we're saying they won't believe is because not necessarily because of an Arabic grammar reason, but because of contextual reasons. The context of the ayah tells us. Is the present tense fail acceptable in it? Is the present and future acceptable in the present tense fa'al? In other words, does the present tense fa'al hold both tenses, present and future, in it? Yes or no? I'll come to that, but in a sec. But first, the question. The present tense. Does it mean present and at the same time, could it mean future? Yes, 100%. Linguistically, it does, right? So now on the context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inclining us towards the future. This is what the Quran does a lot. Something would be two equal linguistic possibilities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through context says the more probable possibility is this one or that one. So here, based on context purely, not because of Arabic grammar, purely context. You folks understand that? This is another important thing about the Quran, that the context of the Quran often determines the meanings of the words. Now, here is somebody who could misunderstand this ayah as well, right? How so? They could say, well, Allah says about the disbelievers this, that their hearts are sealed, and their ears are sealed, and there is a covering on their ears, and it doesn't matter whether you warn them or not, they won't believe. So this could be, someone could misunderstand this to mean every disbeliever. Could they? Could they misunderstand it to mean that? Does it apply to every disbeliever? Yes or no? It's a tricky question. Don't worry, I'll answer it for you. No, it doesn't. How do we know? Because there's people who accept Islam. How could they have accepted Islam if Allah had sealed their hearts? There's people in the time of the Sahaba who fought the Prophet ﷺ and then became Muslim. Like for example, who? Any examples? People who fought the Prophet for many years and then accepted Islam. Khalid ibn Walid, Abu Sufyan, right? In fact, that whole group. Khalid ibn Walid, Amr ibn al-As, Abu Sufyan, Safwan ibn Umayyah, Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Radiallahu anhum. All of these people fought the Prophet ﷺ for almost, for between 15 to 20 years. That's serious. Okay? And then accepted Islam. So clearly this ayah isn't talking about them, right? Or people who are disbelievers in the present moment, or people who haven't received the message fully. It's not talking about those people. It's talking about who, like Brother Danish is saying, the chiefs in Medina who actively plotted against Rasulullah, like for example, Huyay ibn Akhtab. When he saw the Prophet ﷺ come to Medina, he was asked, Ahuwa huwa, is he the Prophet that is in our books? He said, Naam, huwa huwa. He is the one. He is it. And then his people asked him, or his priests asked him, what should we do? Or what will you do? He's like, I'm going to fight him until I die. Okay, that is what is being described here. What's being described here is Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Utbah and all these people who, before they even heard a word of the Prophet's da'wah, had already rejected him, based on the fact that he was a Banu Hashim, based on the fact that he was an orphan, based on the fact that how could we accept a person who all of a sudden will tell us what to do? Tribalism, you could definitely, right? So those people, Allah says, in reality, it doesn't matter whether you warn them or not. But it is sawa'un alayhim. Notice the subtlety of the Quran. It is the same for them. Not the same for you, O Prophet sallam. Not sawa'un alayka. I.e., you, Prophet, still continue to do da'wah, even if it doesn't make any difference to them. You still do your job. Did the Prophet ﷺ give da'wah to all these people for all these years? Of course, right? Until like the last moments of when they fought, only then did it stop. But he continued to call them, because that's the job of the Prophet ﷺ, and that's the job of the da'i, to call people. And this is who Allah has said that they won't, it doesn't make any difference to them. Still, the Prophet ﷺ did his job and called them to Islam and presented the message to them. How about those who don't fall in this category? Whose hearts aren't sealed, right? Do you guys get the point? Sorry, I was a little long explanation, but I hope you get it, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Yes, sir. Is the context, does it clarify things? Alhamdulillah. All right, let's move on to ayah notes. I'm going to skip the i'rab for this ayah. I didn't do it for the other class either, because this i'rab is a little tricky. And to be honest, it will make things quite bad for you at this point. The reason is we don't have the tools to understand sentence versus sentence, how two sentences work together. Right, we don't have that yet. Inshallah, I hope to have that soon as we progress through Ajrumiyah. But right now, we don't have it, so I don't want to confuse you with that. I'm going to actually move on to the ayah notes. Okay, ayah note number one is a. What is a? Harful istifham. Harful istifham. Istifham means asking a question, right? From the root letter fa. Oh, is. Istifham, sorry, it's a kasra here. From the root letters fa, ha, and meem, faham, ahsant, brother Danish, to understand. Istifham, istafhama, family 10 actually, is to seek something. So istaghfara, istighfar, is to seek what? Forgiveness, right? Istakbara, istikbar, is to seek kibr, arrogance, to seek to be arrogant, to seek to be big. Ameen, ya Rab. Istifham is to seek what? Understanding. So that is harful istifham, the letter for asking a question, because when you ask a question, ideally you're asking to understand, right? Okay. Also, hal is used to ask a question. Both of these are harf of istifham. Okay. Next note. Am. What does am mean? Am means or. Also ma is ahsad bradanish. I'll add that. Also hal. Ma as well. Also man. Ma is what? Man is who? Okay. And you can even add like li, excuse me, lima or limada. All of this is like hal is to ask is, ma, what, man, who, lima, why. We should add where as well. Aina. Okay. Aina, where, etc. So all these are letters for asking questions. All of them come under the category of harful istifham. Okay. You don't have to remember this off the top of your head. You'll slowly acquire it as we go through the Quran and as they appear. And as you, inshallah, read Quran, you will notice harful istifham questions being asked as well. Okay. Now, what is another word for or? Another word for or? Another word for or is aw. Right? Aw, ahsan. Okay. But what's the difference between and aw? Is used for questions. Okay. So if I was making a statement, like a declaration, I'm not asking a question. For example, I'm saying, I ate a sandwich or fool. You know what fool is, right? Fool is not to be confused with F-O-O-L. I ate a fool. Fool is beans, kidney beans. You guys don't know what fool is? Oh man, this is like the only thing I could eat in Egypt. Fool. Mashallah, YouTube YouTube videos are popping up. So that is the African fool, like that, they eat it like that. This is more like the Egyptian fool. So they grind the beans and whatnot. It's quite filling, mashallah. You add the olive oil, you add a little bit of lemon, okay? And this is what fool is. It actually is quite nice. It tastes very good. It's one of the few Arab foods that are worth eating. All right. Kabsa. That's like North African, right? All right. Interesting. All right. Let's see. I ate a sandwich or fool. So in this case, I will use or. Okay. Akaltu shatiran aw foolan. Okay. Shatir is the fancy word for sandwich. Today, if you go to a sandwich shop in Egypt, you can just say sandwich. And they'll understand what you have to say. But shatir is the word that's like the dictionary word for it. All right. Akaltu shatiran aw fulan. You will say or because I'm not asking a question. But if I was to ask a question, if I want to say, did you eat a sandwich or food? This is you eat. So I'm going to say, a akalta. Did you eat shatiran am fulan? What did you eat? Or hal akalta shatiran am fulan? That is how you would ask that question. Is that point clear? Inshallah. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Ayah number 7. Let's move on to the ayah number 7. Okay. Khatamallahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa wa lahum adhabun azim. Okay, let's look at this. Khatama. khatama. As a fi'l, ya Abu Danish. It's a fi'l. Khatama, people, where are you? He sealed. He sealed. Allahu, of course, is Allah. We'll come to that in a minute, don't worry. Khatam Allahu ai. Ai what? Allah sealed. Outside fa'il, yes or no? Perfect. Ala. By the way, people, if you'd like to just say the answer, you can say the answer by opening your mic. On, upon. In the morning class, we have a few people who like to say it. So, don't be shy. It's okay. Ala qulubihim. Ahsantum. Their hearts. Wa'ala. Wa'ala. And on slash upon. Sam'ihim. Sam'ihim. Sam' is from the root that has seen meem and ayn. Sam'ya, to hear. Right? And absar is from the root letters basara. Basar is to see, right? Or not see, to see. Sam'ihim. Their hearing. Wa'ala. Oh, come back. Wa'ala. And on slash upon. Absarihim. Their sight. Ghishawatun. Ghishawatun is a tricky word. But you can take a guess maybe. Cover. Ahsanti, sister Saliha. Maybe look at the next one. Covering. A veil or a covering, yeah? Okay, so we can put rishawatun, a covering slash veil. Oh, wrong way. Right way. Okay. Walahum. And for them. Adabun. Adabun. A punishment. Ahsantum. A punishment. Azimun. Azim is great. Ain, Za, and Mim. Azim is great. A punishment great, i.e. a great punishment, right? So this would be what then? Adabun Azim would be what? Manu'udat. No, I can't hear you, but that is. Sorry. Hold on. Manu'at na'at. Okay, very good. Also quickly notice, as you can see, ala harf jar, right? And qulubi isim majrur. It's not even on, Brother Danish. It's not even on. I'm trying to unmute you, but you're not unmuted. Qulubi isim majrur, right? And then mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ala harf jar. Sam'i, isim majrur. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Ala harf jar. Absari, it's a majrur. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. You see how it's quite easy to spot that? Alhamdulillah. Okay, now let's do the running translation, shall we? Shall we? Okay, let's try this. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. Allah sealed their hearts. Okay, so seal their hearts is a good translation. Okay, now to get this right, we have to understand what is what's khatam mean, huh? Khatam in Urdu means finish, right? Okay, so that's not what I was hoping would show up. Hold on. Trying to find an image of like this. Well, this is just wedding rings. It's not very helpful. Okay, so unfortunately, I can't find like an image of this. But what was done back in the day was you would have something like this, right? A stamp, ring to use sealing official letters. So this is a good one, right? This one right here is a good one. It shows how there is someone's signature is on it. Now, what would you do? Oh, Ahsant. This is for who? This is the. This is Arturo? Huh? Probably. Looks like. Anyway, so what they would do is that they would actually what they would do is that they would take a letter, right, and they would roll it up. It's not a very good piece of paper. Let's take this one. Plenty of scrap paper in this house, mashallah. Okay, they would roll it up. Okay, now here is the letter. Okay, and what they would do is they would place molten wax over here. Okay. And then what they would do is that they would take the ring and stamp it. This process is called what? Khatam. Placing a seal upon a letter. That's what it's called. Now, the idea is what? That this is coming from like a king or an important person, and it hasn't been tampered with. Because if someone tampers with it, you will see that the seal is broken, right? It was like a medieval way of trying to tamper-proof their communications, trying to encrypt their communications. now, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that He has not just sealed their hearts, but He has, more precisely, has placed a seal on their hearts. That's why it's khatama ala qulubihim. You get why ala is used there? Because you would put it ala on top of something like that, right? That is what that's what khatam is. Now, also, the word means the end of something. Khatam is the ring that a person wears to seal. The Prophet ﷺ had a khatam as well, and that is that it famously said his Muhammad Rasulullah, and that was the way he would seal his letters. But the idea is it's something that seals. Now, khatm of Quran, probably because, you know, like you have, you know, the reward is sealed, perhaps because, you know, you've finished something and, you know, like you've finished the book. So it's kind of like you've, you know, like closed it, just like you close a letter by sealing it. So kind of like that. The word takes on, you know, different meanings afterwards, right? But its actual image is as follows. So it is like Allah has placed a seal on their hearts, meaning the hearts were open, right? But they chose to disbelieve. They chose to make up their minds, you know, in its like completely in a final sense. So then what does Allah do, right? Like they close their hearts, right? They close their hearts. So what did Allah do? He placed the seal on. That's what he's trying to say. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. It's not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed their hearts and then sealed it. They closed their hearts themselves. Allah placed the seal on. You guys get that point? وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ Allah placed a seal on their hearts and on their hearing. Okay? Now, I'm going to say there's a next sentence that starts there. Okay, the next sentence starts at this wow. Okay, wa ala absarihim ghishawa. Now, if you know this is a new sentence, okay, people, it is what? A new sentence. I'd like you to tell me, how would you translate this new sentence? If you know this is a sentence, how would you translate it? If I can actually have you send it to me as a message, that would be really nice. Those of you who have sent it already, mashallah. Others, please do so. Barakallahu feek. So, ghishawa is a covering or a veil. Ahsantum. I see some is. If I see is, what do I see? I see is, then what do I see, O people? Jumla ismiya, ahsantum. All right. And on their eyes or eyesight is a covering. People, you with me? On their sight, on their eyes, maybe on their site, sorry, is a covering. Make sense? How do we know it's a new sentence? Ah, excellent question, Sister Halima. We will come to that in a minute. Okay? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Also a new sentence. How would you translate it? And for them is a great punishment. Ahsantum. People, you with me so far? Now, here is the thing that I'd like you to do. I'd like to cross out this and. Do you know why? Because in the translation, Do we usually begin a sentence with an and in English? English grammar, we're taught, like, that's what we're taught, not to begin a sentence with and. Right? So the Quran actually is not like, the Quran obviously is not going to play like with English grammar rules. But when you translate it, the translation has to make some sense. Yes or no? In the language you translate into. So this particular, we've been doing a lot of word by word translation, but this is something important for us to consider now. if you are translating for to explain something to someone in the Quran, explain something to someone from the Quran, your translation has to make sense. So the wow here, as we will see in our ayah notes, where'd it go? I thought I put it here. I guess I didn't put it. Okay, khalas. Wait, did I put it in the next ayah? I don't think I did. There. All right. Wow can mean a number of things. Wow can mean and, for example, wa anzalat tawrata wal injil, right? Yes or no? Wow can mean while, which we'll see that later. We will see that later. I'm actually going to copy paste this from here. Is it in the same ayah? Sorry. Right there. Okay, let's just keep it here. Okay? It can mean while. Okay, we'll see this later. It could mean a comma. For example, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ comma, establish the prayer. Wa and spend from what we have provided them. Here you see in the English translation of it, the wow should mean a comma. Do you agree with that? Right. And then sometimes the wow means a period. It means full stop. How do you differentiate between all these wows? I know you are thinking what I'm thinking. I know you're thinking, wow. All right. So how do you distinguish between all these wows? The way you distinguish between all these wows is by context and meaning. Okay. Context and meaning generally is what tells you. Okay. Now, we will see in a bit how we can tell this once we do the i'rab. Okay. But let us, for a minute, understand that here the wow is actually referring to a new sentence, a period. So that actually would mean what? We won't say, and for them. We will just say, for them is a great punishment. People, you with me? So how many sentences do I have in this ayah in total? How many sentences do I have in this ayah? Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Well done. Right? We would have three sentences. Sentence number one, right here. Sentence number two, right here. And sentence number three, right there. Correct? The first sentence is Jumla Ismiya or Jumla Fi'liya? Jumla Fi'liya. Very nice. Because it begins with Khatama. That's a fi'l, right? This one is Jumla Ismiya or Jumla Fi'liya? Wa ala absarihim ghishawa. Jumla Ismiya. Very nice. And walahum adhabun azim, also a jumla ismiya, right? Okay, let us look at the i'rab of the first one. Qatamallahu ala qulubihim. Okay, what's the fi'l? Fi'l is khatama. Very nice. Khatama is your fi'l. Okay. I'm going to draw boxes for you guys. Okay. You guys ready? This is going to be like a interesting little activity. Maybe I'll draw them in like the part of the screen that I'm not going to erase. Okay. So if I was to imagine for a minute you have Jumla Ismiya. Okay. I'm sorry. Jumla Fi'liya. Okay. You're like, what is he doing with these boxes? All right. This is my fa'il. This is my fa'il. When I have a maf'ul, right? And then I have a related to the fa'il, right? Related to fa'il. Yes or no? There are four like main boxes you can put something in, correct? In a jumla, fa'liya. Yes or no? All right, great. So we have the fa'il khatama. Great. Check. Fa'il is fa'il is so the word Allah is the fa'il. That's correct. Of course, the pronoun of the fa'il khatama is hidden is a hidden pronoun he, and that is why the word Allahu is your fa'il. Ahsantum. Okay. What is the maf'ul? Well, if you say qulubihim, that's majrur though, right? Maf'ul has to be mansub. Right? Yes or no? So in that case, until where the sentence ends, you can't find a maf'ul, right? Also, to answer Sister Halima's question, if you didn't end the sentence here, you can't explain why ghishawatun is marfu', right? Because you already have your fa'il. What role does ghishawatun play? Do you see? So when you have this situation, the only option you have is, okay, well, the sentence must have ended and a new sentence must have begun. Similar to what we were doing when we were doing وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Remember? You had three marfu' isms. And you can only have two, مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر, right? So the second and third were actually a sentence on their own. You remember that? That's kind of how you decipher where a sentence begins and ends. Largely through meaning, but also through a little bit of i'rab. Okay? All right, we got no maf'ul. Great. Is there a related to fi'l? Yes. The related to fi'l is ala qulubi, right? Ala qulubi is related to fi'l, and that is your and then it's of course mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Qulubi is mudaf and him is mudaf ilayhi. Yes or no? Alright, so now this fi'il box goes here, right? Hold on, let's keep this guy here. So we put in the fi'il box, we put the word khatama, correct? We put khatama. In the fa'il, we have put what? Allahu. Correct? The word Allahu, of course. Okay, very good. Maf'ul, we leave empty. Yes or no? Because there's no maf'ul here. And the related to fa'il, I'm going to make this guy a little bigger. If you're particular about your art, look away. Ala qulubi. And then qulubi and then him is the mudaf mudaf ilayh, right? Yes or no? Do you agree, people? All right. Good enough. Now, wa ala sam'ihim. Wow, is it what? Oh, we should add that to our list of wows. Connector. Harf atf. Ah, now the question is, what does it connect to? This ala, what does the waw connect this back to? So we will say, ala sam'ihim. Does it connect back to like a word inside the related to fail qulubi? Or does it connect to the entire box of related to fail? Which one does it connect to, in your opinion? The whole box, the entire box, exactly. It's like it's connected to the box that holds related to fa'il. It's connected to it. وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. People, you with me? Right? So see, عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. This guy will connect to related to fa'il. Through the wow. You see that? It's like it's connecting to the placeholder that holds related to fair. You with me? It's related, connected to the related. Ma'atuf to ala qulubihim. If it was, bear with me. If it was this, وَسَمْعِهِمْ, what would it connect to? Then it would connect to, no, سَمْعِهِمْ. Then it would connect to the word قُلُوبِ, right? Then it would connect to the word قُلُوبِ. It would be مَعْطُوف to قُلُوبِ, in this case. However, that is not the case. It is عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ, right? عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. Then this combination of words, عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ, just like a sentence connects to another sentence, will actually connect to عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. It's connecting to that placeholder that describes or that contains related to fair. The meaning is obvious. I mean, the meaning part, I think, is pretty obvious, right? Allah has placed a seal on their hearts and placed a seal on their hearing. On their hearts and on their hearing. You see how they are connected? Yes or no, people? All right, let's see. Oh, subhanAllah. Okay, so khatama is the fi'l, right? What's connected, what can connect to the fi'l is another fi'l. Allahu is the fa'il. What will connect to Allahu is something that is related to the fa'il, like something that's doing the job of the fa'il as well. Just like we saw in تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, right? أَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاتَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, تَوْرَاتَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, the connected was connected to the maf'ul. Do you see what that point, first of all? Yes or no? Now, you have ala sam'ihim. This ala is a harf jar, correct? Sam'i is ism majrur. Yes or no? Perfect. Okay. Now, this is a related to fi'l, right? Harf jar ism majrur in a jumla fi'liya is what? Related to fi'l. Yes or no? Now, if there was no waw here, we would say this is related to fi'l number 2, correct? Do you see the point? There was no wow. We will say it's related fail number two. But since there is a wow here, we will say this combination of words connects to not the word qulubi, but connects back to the related to the fi'l. Like it's doing, like it's connecting back to the placeholder where you place the related to fi'l. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَخَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ. You see? It's semantics. The meaning, I think everybody gets. But it's maybe the semantics of it maybe is what gets people a little confused. But the reason why we're trying to be precise here is because you have to understand how the sentences connect one to the other, and that's really the reason why we're trying to do that, so that you're, when you do advanced inshallah Quran studies, we're able to see how the one part connects to the next. Now there is a rhetorical benefit of this, and we'll stop after this rhetorical benefit, which is, you know, notice Allah repeats the word Allah, right? The repetition adds what here? It adds emphasis. You see? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. Just like وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Remember how that repetition added emphasis on how these people speak? Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adding emphasis on how they have cut themselves off from revelation. Their hearts, they couldn't care less about it. Their hearing, they don't want to hear it. So Allah has sealed those for them. If there was no ala, right? If there was no ala, we would say sam'i is ma'tuf, connected to qulubi, because it's majrur, it's a single word now, right? Now it's sam'i, majrur has to connect to what's majrur. You see? All right, alhamdulillah. We're gonna do ala absarihim ghishawa after the maghrib break, bi idhnillahi ta'ala. We have a little bit to cover here with the ayah number 7, and then ayah number 8 is not too much. We will finish that up, inshallah. That's where the other class stopped as well. Okay? The difficult part of the class has been done. All right. Barakallahu feekum. We'll be back in a minute here. In a few minutes. Maghrib break. Alhamdulillah, we're back. Barakallahu feekum. Let us jump into the next jumla, shall we? Yes or no? Okay. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. Jumla ismiya. Where is the mubtada? Mubtada. غِشَاوَةٌ. أحسنت, brother Asif. Rishawatun, the first marfu' ism is mubtada. In fact, in our case here, it's the only marfu' ism. Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. That is your mubtada. Okay, khabar. Khabar. Mal khabar, what's the khabar? Get it? That's what you would say, like someone, you're asking somebody what's up. There is no khabar. There is no khabar, because this is the only ism that is marfu'. Do we have a related to the mubtada? Related to the khabar? Ala absari ahsanti, and absari is mudaf. And mudaf ilayhi, correct? I think that part is pretty good. Yes. Okay. Now the question is, the mubtada is at the order of the jumla ismiya is what? The normal order is mubtada, khabar, and then related, right? Mubtada, then khabar, right? Then related. Yes or no? But here you have related and then mubtada. Do you observe that? All right. Why is the question? Well, let's take a look, shall we? Oh, yeah. Okay, so what does it say here? Let me clear my screen because it's, inshallah, the annotations are taking all the space. Emphasis, perhaps, but not always, is that emphasis. Normal order, mubtada, khabar, related. Yes. Exclusivity, ahsant, close though. Okay. You can have the related before the khabar. Ah, mubtada is indefinite. Ahsanti, sitra halima. You have related before the khabar. This is not the case we're looking at. What we're looking at is when the related is before the mubtada, there is two reasons when that why that could happen. Okay? Two reasons why that could happen. MashaAllah, in the chat, both of them are mentioned. Reason number one is to create the meaning of exclusively. Create the meaning of exclusivity. But in this case, notice مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. مَفَاتِحُ is your مُبْتَدَى and الْغَيْبِ is مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ. مَفَاتِحُ is definite or indefinite. Page 71 of the book. The Fatihu is definite or indefinite, people. It is definite because mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi. In this case, the related being before it creates the meaning of exclusively. The keys of unseen are with him. Okay? But if the mubtada is indefinite, then the related to khabar needs to be what? Before the mubtada. It has to be. It's required to be. Okay? That is the rule. If the mubtada is indefinite, then the khabar or related to khabar needs to be before the mubtada. People, you're with me? Which of the two cases applies here? Ghishawatun. Is it exclusive or it's because it needs to be? Needs or exclusive? Needs to be, exactly. So shawatun is indefinite. So that's why the related to khabar is before it. Is that okay, people? Alhamdulillah. Wa ala absarihim ghishawa. Wa lahum adhabun azim. Is that the same thing? Well, what's the mubtada? Mubtada is adabun. Excellent. And adabun is also manu'ut. And the na'at is azimun, right? Adabun azim. So they are together. Okay? Do we have khabar though? No khabar. And the lahum is your related. And in this case, again, the related has to be what? Before. What reason? Because the mubtada is indefinite. People, do you get that? Is that okay? Lahum adhabun azim. Yes? Alhamdulillah. I think those two ones are pretty easy, right? عَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَىٰ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Yes or no? Alright, let's look at some ayah notes. غِشَاوَىٰ is the word used for A covering whale. Okay. Question from Mother Asif is, when you speak Arabic, how do you figure out such things so fast? Which Muqtada Khabar related? When you speak, so what happens is that right now, this seems like a very difficult task. But as a person has more comprehensible input, okay? Comprehensible input is through listening or through reading. What happens is that the speech you produce, your output starts to mimic what you listen to and what you read. So if you are trying to do this purely like how we're doing right now, like in a very algorithmic way, step by step, breaking it down, you can't actually be able to speak. You won't be able to speak Arabic. Your brain will not be able to process all of this fast enough. Okay? That's why speech in Fusha is like a very high level to attain. Okay? I'm not talking about the speech like the Arabic that normal people speak, you know, normal Arab speak. That's not, there's no grammar necessarily, that's rules that are followed there. I'm talking about Fusha Arabic. Okay? That only happens once there's enough input. Then your, when there's enough comprehensible input, then your output will actually automatically, your brain will produce it without you even having to think about it. Wallahi, believe me, it's not just personal anecdotes, but this is like, there's research that backs that up as well. Does that make sense? That part we'll get to later, Brother Asif. Don't worry. I'm going to tell you when how we get to that level too. Don't worry. Right now, we're going to get our, you know, steps, you know, let's get them step by step. Ghashawa is a covering of veil. It comes from the root letter Ghashiya Yarsha Ghashawatan, who cover. Okay? It's used in the Quran to talk about like a covering, for example, like the stormy... stormy weather. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ فِي وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ فِي الظُّلَلِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they are enveloped by the waves, they are making dua to Allah when they're in that situation, very, very sincerely, very, very devotedly. Meaning, then when you know there's all you see is just waves and thunder and just, you know, very, very difficult situation. That is what Allah uses this fi'l to describe that. So it's used actually in a negative context in the Quran, not for like a positive context. Whereas the word hijab, also a covering or a veil, is used for a neutral or positive context. Okay, or even like it could be like any context. To be honest, it doesn't really have always. It doesn't carry a negative connotation. Okay, you know, فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَاب. Like when Allah tells the Sahaba to, when they have to speak to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, speak to them from behind a hijab, i.e. behind a barrier, behind a room, behind a wall, something. Okay, so hijab as a word itself, it's a neutral word, could be used in any context, but generally in the Quran, غِشَاوَة is used in a negative connotation. So here the word is used in the negative connotation word is used here. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَادِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. Okay, something that covers and it envelops. وَلَىٰ and then, oh, that's it. Yeah, وَلَىٰ مَلَابًا عَظِيمٌ is good. All right, ayah number 8. We have a few minutes, inshallah, to go. 5 minutes, if you don't mind, because we'll to the 10-minute salah break. Yes, let's do the last. Let's do the last ayah, inshallah. People, you with me? I know you're tired. Alhamdulillah. But let's try it, shall we? Okay. Wa. What does wa mean? Wa is, that's an easy one, huh? Wa means and. Min. And from. An-nasi, you know this is my favorite word, right? The people. An-nasi, from the people. Man. Who? Yaqulu. Yaqulu would be not the he says. Qala, he said. Yaqulu, he says. Alright. Who's he says Amanna. Amanna. Amantu would be I believe. Amanna would be we believe, right? We believed, in fact. Amana, past tense. Yu'minu, present tense, right? Now, amanna billahi. In Allah. Wa, and bil yawmi. In the day, al-akhiri, the final, the last, and in the day, the last, i.e., in the last day, correct? Wa is a, and, ma is not. Ma here is not. Hum. They. Now, I want you to ignore the B for a minute and just translate mu'mineen. Ignore the B and just translate mu'mineen. Believers, right? There's no al. Ahsanti, Sami. Okay, so let's do the running translation of this, shall we? Okay, I'm gonna just show this to you quickly. Yes. I don't actually. Sorry, people. We have a remote emergency. All right. From the people are those who say. I mean, an-nasi, from the people, are those who say. Man. Now, we translated man as who. And yaqulu is singular as well. He says. Okay. So you can translate this is that from the people are, is the one who says, we believe in Allah and the last day. And also, it could mean the plural. Do you know why it could mean the plural? Because man, if you remember, man, at the very end of this book that we were discussing, the last thing. Man is used for singular, pair, or plural. Singular, pair, or plural. Okay? Now, the interesting thing that happens here is, follow this logic with me for a minute, okay? Literally, it would be those, for the people, is the one who says, we believe in Allah in the last day. Let me actually write this. From the people, is the one who says, right? This is literally what it means. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is that this person is actually hiding behind the other. Like he's trying to blend into the believers. He's trying to blend into the believers. How does he say that? Amanna, we believe in Allah. And Allah says, all of these people who try to blend within the believers, while they're not believers, Allah says they are not believers. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They're not believers. This is actually something that's called in rhetoric, iltifat. Okay? I don't know. Iltifat is turning from attention from one group to the other. So it starts by talking about an individual hypocrite. But then there's many individual hypocrites who are trying to hide among the believers. So instead of calling them out individually, Allah calls them out collectively. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. You see that? Somewhat? That is something that is hard to translate. مَنْ يَقُولُ, from the people is the one who says the statement, but they are not believers. This guy is not the believer, and everybody else who's saying this is not a believer. Do you get that? Somewhat? Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Now, let's quickly look at a couple of things here. Let's look at what wow can mean. We talked about this. Wow can mean and. Wow can mean while. Comma. A dot. And it can also mean, it's the harf of atf, the connector, and as a connector, and this wow, and this comma as a connector, right? These are all the things that a wow could mean, okay? And this is something that important for us to kind of start to notice. Now, the last part, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, this is the ma of negation of jumla ismiya, okay? Let me bring your attention to this part. You have ma istifhamiya, ma of asking what? Istifham, asking a question, right? Ma nafiya, ma for negation. Jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya. We've seen plenty of jumla fi'liya negations with ma. Okay? Jumla ismiya, on the other hand, is this type. Ma of negation for jumla ismiya. Okay? Here's how it works. Mama hum bi mu'mineen. Let me split the screen again here for you. Check out the ayah. Wama hum bi mu'mineen, right here. Okay. Hum is the what we call the ism of ma. And its status is what? Marfu. Okay. Now, there is no khabar. There is no khabar of ma in this ayah. Because khabar of ma would be mansub. And then you have related to ma, which is bi mu'mineen. Alright? This is, it's exactly like Laysa, a sister of Kana. Okay? It's very similar to Kana and its sisters. The ism is marfu, the khabar is mansub. But the way ma is used for negation in the Quran is, there is a bi in the related that is usually added for emphasis. And it's not, it does not mean in or with. If I was to show you examples of this in the Quran, you will see plenty of examples. If I search for you, for example, here, look at it. وَمَا هِيَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. You see that? Ma of negation. هِيَ is its ism. مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ related. بِبَعِيدٍ related. But the بِبَعِيدٍ, that B is here for emphasis. And it only comes this way when it comes with ma. Okay. More examples of this would be wama anta. Let's look at anta. Wama anta bitabi'in qiblatahum. You are not tabi', you will not accept their prayer direction. Ma anta bitabi, you will not follow their prayer direction. Another example would be wama anta alayhim bijabbar. You are not what? Jabbar. You're not there to force them. And the B there is for emphasis. Another example. Let's look at this though. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. The children of Yaqub, you will not believe us. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. أَنْتَ is the ism of ma. And بِمُؤْمِنٍ is related. And this bi is for what? Is for emphasis. That's what this bi does, people. Okay? Only with the ma of negation does the bi come For what? For emphasis. Okay, inshallah. We will continue this, inshallah, on Saturday. Saturday's tutorial will be continuing our Quran study, inshallah, because we want to have some more, like at least 1 more hour doing this, inshallah ta'ala. Some of these things are more advanced, like this B for emphasis is more advanced. Some of this stuff is not as advanced when we are doing like I'rab of, you know, like this kind of jumla. But all of this comes together in Quran study. That's the beauty of it, alhamdulillah. I hope you are enjoying this. Bismillah ta'ala. Okay, I will see you all, inshallah, on the tutorial, in the tutorial on Saturday, inshallah. And then we will go from there to Al-Ajumiyah on Monday. Sounds good? Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.